Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Man, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. Had a good week of podcast, guys. So we've been really diving into external validation. We talked about being present, very, very important. And change is part of the process. It's just part of the process. And I want to share with you another thing that I think will help you reach success because, I wish you guys could see this video live, but, I have these awards here. We got the, ClickFunnels Award. We got another one coming for 2023 for another seven-figure ecosystem. We got our $100,000 YouTube plaque there. And all that is a bunch of losses compiled into success. That's it. It's a bunch of losses compiled into success. Let me say it one more time. It's a bunch of losses compiled into success because all losses, it's nothing other than a change in natural causation of the world. You have to lose yourself sometimes in your craft to find yourself. It's a simple message today, guys. What you're fearing is exactly what you need to go through to get to that next level of success. Imagine a world if I would have quit when our first program failed. Imagine a world if I would have quit when my second program failed. Imagine a world if I would have quit when our third program failed. Imagine if I would have quit when the fourth program failed. And I finally launched the fifth Warrior Academy ecosystem, and it exploded. And through that process, we've had many failures. We've launched companies that haven't done too well, and some have completely exploded. But every single loss is nothing other than the natural causation of the world. In order to gain something, you have to lose something. In order to lose weight, you have to lose body fat. In order to build a new relationship or a better relationship, you have to lose the old behaviors. In order to be an entrepreneur, you have to give some time up sometimes for the first couple of years. Everything has to lose something to become something. Think about that for just a moment. How did God know that he was perfect? He, she, it, all things, no thing. God had to lose perfection to come down through our physical body into our nervous system, our soul into our nervous system, to experience the five senses. God had to lose perfection to come down through us to experience this. And we have to continue to lose to gain, lose to gain. So it takes the mystique and the mysteriousness out of losing. It's just part of the process. It's part of the process. Have you ever lost a relationship and then all of a sudden you found an amazing relationship? Well, you had to lose that to find the new one. But what we do is we hold on to the old and you meet with these people and it's like, there's a high school reunion coming up. I have no interest in going to my high school reunion. Zero. Zero. It has nothing to do with the people. I have zero interest in going and talking about high school. Zero. I don't talk to anybody from high school at all. They don't reach out to me only for different things or I guess every couple of years or something like that. But I have, that's old. It's high school. I didn't even enjoy high school. I was kind of a chameleon. I had a bunch of different friend groups and I never enjoyed high school. I didn't enjoy it. I didn't enjoy being in school. I didn't enjoy the, clicky friend groups and things like that. It wasn't my thing. It wasn't my thing at all. And so I have no interest in going and talking about high school. I have no interest in going and talking about my past. I have no interest in going and talking about even, if they had a reunion for the bank, I would never go back because I don't go backwards in time. I want to talk about future. I want to talk about evolution. I want to talk about expansion. But you meet with your high school buddies and all they talk about is a touchdown that they threw in 1994. And it's like, hey, what are you throwing now? What type of touchdowns? And it's like, you haven't taken any more losses to gain anything. And they're in the same exact position every single time. I was thinking a lot about that. I'm like, I have no interest in going to my high school reunion. Zero. There's nothing wrong with going, but why would I go back? Why would I want to revisit the past? A past that I didn't even enjoy. I didn't even enjoy high school. It was not a fun time for me. So why would I go back and connect with people that I haven't even talked to for the last 20 to, gosh, I got out of high school. Holy shit, 28 years ago? Is that right? I'm 48. Does that sound right? 48? Holy shit, almost 30 years ago. 30 year high school reunion. Yeah. I have no interest in talking to people that I have no connection with anymore. I don't. I don't want to go hear about high school stories. I didn't enjoy it. So why would I? And plus it's like, I'm moving forward. I'm evolving. It's one of those things. And I had to lose so many different times to get to where I'm at. So I'll leave you with this. Loss is nothing other than the change that is a natural causation of the world. So let's get some losses on our chin. Let's get knocked down and let's get back up a million times. Warriors, let's get your shit together. Let's go.